Welcome to Big, the Biggest Winner with David Hochberg.
Welcome to the Biggest Winners podcast. My name is David Hochberg. I am your host. And on today's podcast, I want to give a couple examples of podcast listeners that we helped get out of terrible situations. For some reason, they went to another lender prior to calling us after hearing the podcast and all the ads. But that's fine. We still love you. Still love her. And here's what happened. I'm on the treadmill Monday, and I get an email. I know that's a bad thought in everybody's head. I apologize for making everybody spit up in their mouth with that envision of me on a treadmill. But I'm reading my emails. Lady sends me an email. I'm a single mother of two. I live in Iowa. I work in the northern suburbs. She has a high-paying job, and she comes in on Monday, stays overnight for three nights at a local hotel, and then drives back to Iowa because she can't find the job that she has here in the northern suburbs in Iowa that pays as well. So, long story short, she's accumulated $45,000 worth of debt, as any single mother with a couple of kids could feel for this individual, this lady, and empathize with her. But she's in a position that she's in, and she called for help. So she called up the company that loves to promote their shiny rocket, and is enamored, I should say, with their rocket, and how we should all do business with them because they turned around Cleveland and Detroit and hired 17,000 people and created this wonderful software, and because they're on every gas station pump advertisement where I fill up my car. So she called them up for some reason because I think she said she was at a gas station and saw their ad. And long story short, they gave her a quote with $9,100 in closing costs. Yes, $9,100 in closing costs. So is for the people that don't know anything about mortgages or loans or anything about housing, $9,100 is a lot of money to refinance a home. Okay, your typical closing costs should be right around $2,100, $2,000. You might be able to get it down to $1,600, $1,700 if you don't need an appraisal. But let's just say in the neighborhood of $2,000. And they were at nine. So, long story short, we ran her credit. Credit was decent. We put her into a loan, paid off about $40,000 worth of credit card debt. And instead of charging her $9,000 worth of closing costs, we gave her a closing cost credit to wipe out $2,200 or $2,100 as an FHA loan. So we gave her a closing cost credit to wipe out because the appraisals are a little more expensive on FHA loans. We gave her a closing cost credit of about $2,200, $2,300, whatever it was, to wipe out all of her closing costs. So when shopping for a mortgage, okay, and I was talking to a millennial about this the other day, don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in the heavy use of technology. Don't get caught up in people stroking their shiny rockets and promoting their shiny rockets. Look at the numbers. Okay, numbers don't lie. And when this lady, this divorced mother of two individuals that were doing a cash out refinance or taking money out of her home to pay off debt and save her over $1,500 a month and not having her pay $9,100 but giving her a credit for all of her closing costs, as a human being, I would much rather have a single mother of two kids have that extra $9,000 in her pocket to pay off more debt instead of paying a big company that loves to promote their rockets. So, just to get this out of the way, we don't have a rocket at Pearl Mortgage. I have no anticipation of buying a rocket. I don't even have a toy rocket. Those rocket ships. I don't have any type of things that has anything to do with the rocket, but I've got something better. I've got $6,000 lower closing costs, and my interest rate's a quarter of a point lower. So if you want to go with somebody that loves a rocket and likes to promote it, then we're not your team. You can go to the people and pay $6,000 more in closing costs and, a quarter point higher in interest rate. So, again, when looking at a loan, just be careful. Don't get caught up in the hype. Don't get caught up in all that stuff. And to prove the point again, after experiencing what that lady told me, I applied for a mortgage, believe it or not, with the Rocket-obsessed mortgage company. And I've got it in writing as well that they wanted to charge me $6,000 more than what I could get if I was a Pearl client. And if they were going to give me a credit for closing costs, they were a quarter of a point higher than I could have gotten a loan for myself at Pearl Mortgage without any type of employee discount that day. So not only did they want to charge a single mother of two exorbitant closing costs, I've got it backed up because I applied for myself. So I'm talking from experience. So there you go. If I charge people $6,000 for every loan we did, an extra quarter of a point, I too can turn around the city of Cleveland and the city of Detroit. I could probably take that money and invest it in the Chicago Public School District and solve all their challenges. So again, in closing, this is a nice, short, brief podcast today. Just wanted to get that information out because I want everybody to share it to their friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors because it's important information. Don't get caught up in the hype. Their technology is wonderful. So is ours. So if you want great technology with somebody that doesn't own a Rocket that has $6,000 less in closing costs and a quarter of a point less in interest rate, 312-751-1333 or go to WGNDavid.com. And please share this podcast with all of your friends, family, coworkers, and neighbors that would find some value from this information. Thanks for listening.